Hey guys, come on in. Monday morning class. Let's get roll call, sign in for class here. Come on in. Big lineup here today. The numbers are growing. This is great. Good to see. The message is getting out there. Today we have a nice session today. Let's see. Okay, today we're going to focus on some more practicality for your prayers, okay? So for the first thing is, my name is Jesse Powerhouse McDougal. Welcome to the Powerhouse Method. If you're not aware, prayer is the most individualistic, powerful thing on this universe. And I'm a Jesus-conditioned Christian, hyper-obedient, Roman orderly Catholic for 42 years, my entire life. But it hasn't been in these last 2 years that I've learned and come to see the glory and the power of prayer, okay? So if you don't have a prayer life, that's okay. You can start one now. So first thing for the Gentiles and heathens who are rebuking me or don't believe me, ain't nobody got time for that. Let go of your own understanding and have faith, okay? So I'm slapping you with some truth bombs here, and I have been for, I don't know, 7 years on this podcast. Okay, no more doubt. Doubt is a tactic of the enemy. He puts doubt, confusion. He builds up, puffs up your ego because he wants to keep you away from your destiny. Remember, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy in the middle of the night. He wants to keep you sad. And people that make other people sad and do these psychological moves and tricks, what they like it. They get happy out of your misery and they want you to kill yourself. This is why killing yourself and committing suicide is the most cowardice thing to do. You're never alone. But you need a teacher. You need to find someone like me. I was blessed with my father through hard labor. And God will release blessings to you over time, but it's how much labor you put in. Why I'm one of the best fighters of my generation, a pioneer of MMA in Canada, and one of the best 155 pounders walking this earth, is because the amount of labor I put in, the amount of experience. Okay, this stuff doesn't come overnight. So today we're going to focus on, let's see here, 4 different segments on prayer life. Okay, now your prayer life, I'm introducing a lot of variables for your prayer life, which you can do. Now, I've released a 2-hour sermon on YouTube last year on prayer life. Okay, you think, oh, I covered that. But here's the cool thing. With prayer, there's a lot of different elements, okay? So it's not just one way. This isn't a binary process. So when I say let go of your own faith and let go of your own understanding, and transfer your body and your life and your business into God's hands, it's because God is not binary, He's glory. So I'm going to start off with some words I just want to get off my chest. But this sermon is going to be called How to Practical Prayer. So if you become a prayerful person, you will walk with the power of God, such as I have. I walk with the power of God everywhere I go, and I can feel it. So when I feel the power of God in a conversation, I know Holy Spirit and the energy is working through. God's doing whatever He's got to do. And what He does is He brings us closer together. God wants peace. God wants us to work together. God wants us to love one another. God wants us all to prosper. We are lucky because we are born again and can talk to God. That's what I'm saying. If you're hearing this message, this is your lucky day. God heals your soul before He deals with your natural life. So a lot of people, here's where I'm totally different. I'm invert. A lot of people, like, God do this for me, God do that for me. Like, God's a genie. God is not a genie. God wants to work inside your soul before He'll release material carnal blessings. Okay, I have a lot of delayed blessings coming my way. I've been very patient in business. And I see the work God's been doing on my soul. These past years. 2 years I've been trained by the highest, most vigilant, testing, vigilant labor. And this is what you want. You want desperation for God. You want to MMA yourself onto God. You want to be aggressive to God, and he likes it. That's the cool thing. He likes it. God likes when you push yourself onto him. God likes when you chase him, when you seek him, when you find him. Now, there's a way to pray to activate the hand of God in your life. That's what I'm doing. Purpose of this podcast is I'm here to show you how you can activate the hand of God in your life and have radical blessings and radical growth, such as Mr. McDougall has. Make no mistake, I've retired at the age of 31. I retired at the age of 31 because of God's grace. God heals your soul before he heals your natural life, okay? It's very important. If God is who is to be feared, not Satan. Satan's a little bitch, dude. Satan is a little pussy. I know Satan like the back of my hand. I recognize Satan. I was brought up through and around Satan. I'm from the tree of evil. Satan is nothing compared to God. Never put Satan above God. Satan is like a mouse to an elephant. The more holy you become, the more mystical you become, the more powerful you become. We are mystical beings. The more you apply the Bible, the more mystical you become if you grow in obedience. See, us Christians, we're peculiar people because we are hyper-addicted to obedience, because we know that our blessings come through obedience. Power is released through obedience. There's no other way. Blessings and power is not released through destructive ways. You must know your identity in Jesus Christ because you are a mystical being. Okay, that wraps up the opening admonishment I wanted to talk about. Now, this section we're going to walk into is called the cry of faith. Okay, the cry of faith. Now, this is when you're praying. This is a variable you can add into your prayer life, and you can make your own style with your prayer life, okay? Now, the cry of faith. When we pray, we can cry before God while we pray. God shall avenge us speedily for who cries. I cry unto the Lord for immediate answers. Those who cry day and night to God will be answered. See, when you cry and you whine, you're not whining, you're desperately crying. You're giving all your emotions to God. You're not annoying him. He likes this. He likes when you do this. It's different, right? If you were to cry to your parents or to your friends, you'll annoy them, but not God. Not God. Okay? Apply these oracles I'm giving to you on a silver platter. Those who cry day and night to God will be answered. The approach of prayer matters. Cries are answered by God faster than prayers with no cry. Because look, think of it. You're giving him more energy, kinetic energy. You're giving him more desperation. And he's like, oh, my child is desperate. And he's boldly seeking him out. He's boldly MMAing himself onto me. I like this. Let me answer him. Let me speak to him. When I pray, I go at Jehovah with all my soul. A cry is much more powerful than a prayer. Approach matters. Much more powerful than a prayer. If it is not serious to you, it is not serious to God. God has all the power to heal your issues and situation because he is a limitless God. However, he reacts to your approach, so go to him with all of you. When I have a serious matter to point, my body hurts for how seriously I went after it. Like when I do my camp out prayers, man, I am like exhausted. I need to eat, refuel, I gotta rest, recharge my body. If it's urgent to you, you should approach God with urgency and desperation. You must help me, God. I expect you to heal me, and you shall be answered faster. This has been tested, and it is mind-blowing how fast he answers, no matter the issue. When you pray, tell God what you expect him to do and why you expect him to do it. Reason with God while you're crying. And if you can put these three variables in together, you're a powerful prayer person. Every time I have an issue, I need a response. I make the prayer into a cry. When I approach him, all engage, I don't have time to wait. God knows when it's all of you and you will feel it. God doesn't respect silent prayers because 1 to 2% of you is engaged compared to 80, 90% of your body and energy is engaged. Your body will go through a gauntlet, but you will have answered prayer. Like these answered prayers and praying desperately, it will crush your body, but you're going to get your answer. You're going to get your result that you expect. Location matters because of the integrity of Jesus Christ. When we cry onto our affliction, he will answer us. If you apply this, you will see God in your life. God loves when we approach him with desperation. It makes him feel like God because you're wooing God. You're making him feel happy. You're making him feel like God. Stick out. Become naked in front of God. Blind men capture the intention of Jesus because they chant, "Son of man, have mercy. Son of man, have mercy." And God does hear you. Turn the natural cry into a spiritual cry and heaven will react. Any issue can be healed. And I'm speaking from firsthand experience. I will result your cry. Prepare for war with yourself when crying on to God. God's ears are open to those who cry. And we are among Holy Spirit. We are among the highest most. The next section here, prayer of reasoning. Now this is a cool one. Prayer of reasoning. Do you know you can reason with God? You can negotiate with God? You can barter to God and he likes it. If you give God proper reason, he will answer you. How forcible are the right words? Say smart things to God. Think of intelligent things to say for him. You can reason with Jehovah. Job chapter 13, verse 6. What can I tell him that will make him validate my prayer? Come and let us reason together. Give him right reasons. Tell him why he needs to fix it. Tell him some right reasons, 5 to 6 reasons. I need you to do this because of A, because of B, because of C. Tell God your reasons. Give him well thought out reasons. Go to him and tell him why. Tell him the true nature of your heart and you will be heard. God gives ear to your reasons. You are talking to an omnipotent and all-knowing God. Tell God smart things. Give him 3 to 4 reasons. Valid reasoning. Strong reasons. Go to him like a little child and reason to him. Prepare the reasoning prayer. Think it out. So when you're reasoning with God and you have to reason with him, like, and you have a emergency supplication, you want to stack this into a camp out prayer like I'm going to do later today. You want to chart this out. It's just like you're writing an essay, except you're writing an essay to God and you're going to give a speech to God. And did you know public speaking is a high income skill? Did you know someone will pay you $10,000 to speak for an hour in the corporate world? God is a reasonable God. You can't trick God either. The reasons are valid or they are not valid. Strong reason because I will be impactful to people. God is a God outside of you. He wants to impact others outside of you. Strong reasons turn God's no to a yes. If your reasons are persuasive, you are now persuading the maker of the universe. Did you hear what I just said? Let me repeat this. If your reasons are persuasive, you are now persuading the maker of the universe. Strong reasons have power to persuade God. God enjoys well thought out reasons. This makes you smart, son. Preparation is a demand. On the fly won't work here. Yeah, you got to plan. Failing to plan is planning to fail. And when you're reasoning to God, you have to plan. And he likes this. Remember, God sees you planning. God sees you taking 1 hour, 2 hours before you make your prayer request to him. Right reasons persuade the king. Thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. How do you persuade? Right reasons. Preparation. You must be true with your reasons. You can't tell God fake reasons because it won't work. The reasons must be real to your heart. You got to be real to God. There is no faking out God, for he knows you better than you will ever know yourself. What is the cause? One or two reasons won't make heaven focus on you. You need a plethora of reasons in order to make the entire heaven flip and focus on you. He is a reasonable God. You need a plethora of reasons in order to make the entire heaven flip on you. Do you understand what I'm teaching you? Heathens and Gentiles, listen up. I'm showing you how to have heaven flip onto, into you, into your vortex, work for your momentum. And you want to be, you want to have accepted Jesus Christ in your life. That's a 1 minute prayer of salvation that you can get from me, a called man of God powerhouse. This is for your highest benefit. And I'm showing you, I'm giving you truth and secrets of the kingdom, how to flip heaven onto you, to have that God energy working for your momentum, for your highest benefit, to release all your heart's desires. If you can make everything be about other people, your reasons are more powerful. This is high spiritual IQ. So if you can make your reasons where it's about expanding his kingdom, about how it's going to help other God, you just got 10x anointing because you're not being selfish. You're not saying, God, give me Lambo. God, give me food. God, heal my neck, right? Whatever, all selfish, individualistic reasons. But if you're praying and reasoning because it expands his kingdom and helps the children of God, you have an infinite amount, increased rate to have an answered prayer. This is high spiritual IQ. What I've done with my life, my mind is programmed. Every act I do, does this serve his kingdom? Any words that come out of my mouth, even when I confront my enemies and I scarify them with the wrath of God, it expands his kingdom because I know evil and I don't like evil and I never will. Don't ever ask me to like evil. Black knights, it's best to keep one arm's listing distance away from me, powerhouse, white knight. I prefer to take things physical. If you can make everything be about other people, your reasons will be more powerful. Woo God with the right reasons. This prayer stands you out. Love gospel does not make God manifest. Spirituality does. So loving gospel, and oh, I love gospel, and Bible study, that doesn't make God manifest. Spirituality does. Hard labor does. The king of prayer, give me a banner. Okay, we're going to... So this section I just covered here on prayer of reasoning, this is so valuable. The next one I'm going to do, this is advanced. This, we're going to talk about praying in tongues. Now, this is an area I'm being called. So when I'm preparing for my next camp out prayer after this podcast, and Holy Spirit is among us. Wow, this is pretty intense. Praying in tongues, this is an area that I'm growing in. I have the ability, but to be honest, I'm scared of the ability because I'm scared of what comes out of my mouth, but we'll grow with that. Praying in tongues. You know what tongues is? Tongues is a heavenly language. Rare, but important to be able to do it well. So being able to pray in tongues and sing in tongues and speak in tongues is rare, but it's really important if you want to do it well, and it's the next calling for me. Mark chapter 16, verse 7. They shall speak with new tongues. Please speak in tongues. Tongues is a language not from earth. Tongues is not an earthly language. It's a bad thing to be possessed by demons, but is a good thing to be possessed by Holy Spirit. Lucifer is a distracting rodent. Joseph Rauch, you are a distracting rodent. It is very important you can speak in tongues. I thank God for the ability to speak in tongues. You need spiritual baptism. He's not giving you the ability to speak in tongues without desperation. Praying in the Holy Ghost means speaking in tongues. Spiritual baptism comes from desperation. Speaking in tongues will change your life because it's so euphoric. And right now, guys, I am so high with Holy Spirit. My mind, I have like muscle contractions going on for over a year now. And it's absolutely euphoric. I don't need booze. I don't need weed. I don't need MDMA. I don't need mushrooms to catch that feeling. I catch that feeling because I have Holy Spirit, and you can have this too. I will pray and sing in my spirit. You will be praying for things in the future through an unknown language. I will pray in an unknown tongue. Tongues is available to all Christians, but they must be desperate. Speaking, and to be honest, I'm not really too desperate to speak in tongues, to be honest. I just have a calling and I know where God's pushing me, so I do it. I'm not really desperate to speak in tongues, but I listen to what my Father says. I apply what my Father says as much as possible, and I get angry and I get annoyed and I get disappointed when I can't apply my Father's teachings. Speaking in tongues is having a spiritual bazooka and a spiritual assault rifle. Speaking in tongues is powerful because it puts the power of tongues inside of you. When you get used to it, it becomes powerful when you are serious. Next section, and this will be our last section. Now, I want to talk about the blessings, okay? I'm attracting you with blessings. You heathens and Gentiles, accept Jesus Christ in your life now. If you want the fruits and the labor of Canada, make no mistake, Jesus runs Canada, and there's many blessings in his kingdom. Many blessings. Infinite amount of blessings. So here's the blessings of speaking in tongues. You get the strength of God, okay? I don't have the strength of God. I'm a strong person, but I don't have the strength of God yet. It's coming into me, but I want the strength of God because that's pretty cool. And so in order to do that, I need to be able to speak in tongues. And I can do it, but I haven't spoken in tongues for long durations, and that's what I intend to do. Another blessing you get is the power of God. The power of God comes inside you. The Holy Spirit imparts into your magnetic grid, into your aura, while pushing out the demon, pushing out confusion, pushing out anxiety, pushing out distractions. You also get increased faith, because once you speak in tongues, once you feel how powerful the energy is, and once you have your answered prayers, you're motivated to continue your faith, because you have hope that your blessings and your destiny is going to come, because they come by covenant and the labor is worthy of his reward. How much time are you applying? You also get the voice of God. When you speak to God well, he will speak to you well. So when you're speaking in tongues, God is speaking through you, and that ability grows. God unlocks things and experiences, and doors open up for you the more you apply. You also get grace. Grace is that 33% energy buffer I'm canvassing to the collective, all Canadians. It's stupid not to accept Jesus Christ into your life, accepting the prayer of salvation, because you get an automatic buffer. You join 30% of all Canadians who identify as Christian. Not only, furthermore, you get all the Hindus, all the Islams, all the religions, all the natives come in, because we all unite under the banner of good. And Jesus is the captain in Canada. So accept it what it is. Like, this isn't going to change, right? The roots of Jesus are far into this country. So you might as well join the team and get the grace, get a 33% energy buffer. That's like God saying, here, just want to show you, boom, 33% energy buffer. When you make an appointment with Mr. McDougal, accept the prayer of salvation. You also get sanctified living, gives you the power over temptation, right? You know how many temptations God sends my way? I ain't even interested. He tries using women with me because I'm a magnet. I'm the 3% man. He sends me so many women all the time, but they're nothing. Like, you got to qualify. There's only one way women get close to me nowadays, and that's through consistent attendance at church, period. You don't have consistent attendance at church, you're never going on a date with Mr. McDougal. We can do business, but we're not dating. Not interested in dating. You have to be friends with me for 2 years before I'll consider courting you. Now, some more blessings from speaking in tongues. It creates a platform of true holy living, okay? True holy living. That's pretty amazing. The power to overcome temptations. Supernatural access to the spiritual world. This is the crown of God into your life. When you can speak in tongues and you want to speak in tongues, you want to take a desperate approach. You want to take the camp out prayer, the 1 hour duration. You start singing in tongues for an hour. Okay, this is the crown. God will give you the crown for the nations. Speaking in tongues daily with devotion has the ability to make you a very connected human being to holy living, man. You're connected to the highest most. You can sing in tongues. Those that live by the Spirit are not condemned. Those that live in by their themselves are weak, live in sin. To work for God in the ministry, you must be able to speak in tongues. All called servants speak in tongues because they need that power. Apostles and prophets speak in tongues because power is connected. You do not have the power to change the world without the presence of God. Most Christians aren't desperate for God. They are casual with their walk in God. Me, I am obsessed with God. I'm obsessed with my destiny. I'm hyper addicted to strive more. All I want to do is bring people to church for a year. All I want is to bring people to church. I've got some carnal needs. I got my needs and my blessings that are coming through. But when you just focus on bringing people to church, all your individualistic needs are met because it comes by covenant. It's a derivative. So I've just shown you how to program your mind, every thought, every action. Does this expand His kingdom? Does this bring more glory to God? And if the answer is yes, do it and keep chasing that way. And that will lead you to the promised land. That will lead you to complete salvation, utter peace. God wants people in His church and He wants peace. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Let's wrap this up with the prayer here. This prayer we're going to call Strength and Honor Against the Barbarian Horde. My Lord, my God, my Lord, my God, I want to recognize your presence. I want to recognize your presence. Thank you for selecting me. Thank you for investing your energy into me. Now pour it into every one of these souls. Every one of these souls who is listening now, the Yosef Rauch, the rodent, pour Holy Spirit into him. Pour Holy Spirit into everyone that is listening. Help them, my Lord. Bring them close to me. Make them set up an appointment with me for scheduling the prayer of salvation into them. Allow Jesus to impart into them. Help them, my Lord. Show them the ways. Show them the ways. Teach them. Work your glory. Work your glory. Allow them to let go of selfishness and put your kingdom first. In the name of Jesus Christ, I protect all people under canon law in the border of Canada. I protect all people under canon law in Canada. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Have a good night, guys. Let's wrap it up. Okay, we'll hang out for some fellowship afterwards. Now, this is a movement. This is a church where we help one another. If you can help another brother one way or another, do it, because you'll get more anointing, and it's a way God's testing you. God gives us more blessings and more anointing when we work together. And a lot of this stuff with God, we don't need to glorify God or overcomplicate His assignments. A lot of His assignments are very simple, but you have to answer the call. That's what Mr. McDougal does. I answer the call. When God gives me the signals, boom, I take it. And if I miss a signal, I'm angry. And I miss a couple signals because I want to take action every time He shows me something. But He shows me so many things that it's impossible to take action on every task that He gives me. My testimonies, I'm a walking testimony. There's too much testimony for me to write testimony because there's too much going on. Praise God. All right, guys, see you back in the lunchroom for in the dinner table for feasts. I boldly declare by the end of 2023, I'll be feeding the tenants one powerhouse meal a day. Every human deserves one powerhouse serving meal a day. If you have one powerhouse meal a day, you will live longer. You will be a fasting machine. You will have peace. You will cure yourself. Make an appointment with me. Take care. Comb your hair.